Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Time Teen Talk. We're going to talk about many things, and let's just get started.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is cancel culture.
Mm-hmm. Cancel culture means if a TikToker did something bad, got like canceled, like,
exposed.
If a TikToker did something in the past, and they're going to get canceled for it because they're getting exposed.
It's like a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Let's talk about Nikita Dragon getting canceled. Nikita Dragon thought it was going to be smart to advertise a new product, and I can't even say the name. But it has something to do with it's disrespecting a culture. The Mexican/Catholic culture, and a lot of people are really mad because I think it needed to do with I don't want to say it wrong, and then
this is my no square.
She did nothing about it, and guess what? She ended up selling out all of the candles.
Another TikToker got canceled. He is known as Tony Lopez. He got canceled because he was using the N-word in the past, liking racist comments.
His response to it,
as a person, what?
That's
apology.
Literally it's the same thing.
You just changed because you have TikTok now. If you didn't know what TikTok was, you would have probably been the same.
He also said that some of the tweets were
fake.
But I would say first is at least not try to come for other people, because honestly, I would not even try, because at the moment a lot of people don't even like you at this point. So why would you even try to be have those tweets are fake, it's not me? I mean, okay, but that doesn't matter. People are still they won't really care if you say the tweets are fake. They're going to think they're real. If you say that they're real. There's no other way. This is 2020. It's the internet of 2020. I don't know what he was expecting. Bro. Nikita Dragon came to help Tony Lopez from getting canceled.
If you guys don't know Jaden, I think Hustler, whatever. So it's about tweets in the past again. Back then, he was saying LGBTQ shouldn't be accepted. If you're, I think if you're Christian or something like that, you shouldn't be accepted in the LGBTQ. I don't know why, but he said that. And he also he was also really racist. He liked the KKK. He said, they could do whatever they want.
It's honestly so disgusting. Though. The past is the past. And you can let it go. But, it's literally the internet of 2020. It's not going to be that easy to like and write tweets.
And his apology was his apology was the same as Tony Lopez. I changed as a person.
It's one thing to apologize and say, okay, let's leave this in the past. But it's also one thing to be talking about how the KKK should do whatever they want to black people, and how LGBTQ+ is not accepted in Christian culture. I mean, come on, dude.
That's cool, because racism is something that ever since black people were the 1990s, racism has been a big thing. And if he thinks he can get away like that, just say his apology wasn't even good. So I don't know why people support him.
Guys, we're not here to hate on anyone, just in the last podcast. We're just stating what we think, our views on it. Happened if I were him, I would honestly just delete all my social media
too,
and at least have a good apology before I do so.
You guys can support him all you want. I don't have a problem, but I'm just saying.
Support him.
The stuff that he did in the past is not good, and I don't know why.
Yeah, the stuff that he did in the past, obviously, it's going to reflect in his future. Racism has been going on for a really long time. The fact that black people are still fighting for freedom is honestly really sad. And me, as as a black person, I think it's absolutely really upsetting that we still need to fight for rights. Yeah, three and freedom, of us. But
when I grow up, I don't want to be scared just to go outside.
Yeah.
That's something that people are scared to do now if they're black. Because literally, all the police want to do is shoot black people for pulling out their phone.
Not accepting the LGBTQ plus community. Honestly, people have their different views on it. I have my different views on it. I think that being in the LGBTQ plus community is honestly not a bad thing. As a Christian, I honestly don't really see it as a bad thing. I mean, like, if you're a part of the LGBTQ plus community, congratulations. Like, that's great for you. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. I mean, like, people have their views. I understand their opinion, but I don't really see why you should be, stating your opinion like that on the internet.
Let's talk about Haiti. So, I honestly don't know why she's doing this war. I don't know if it's for clout or something, but I don't know why she would do this to Charlie for, like, doing nothing to her. Charlie was minding her own business, not doing nothing. And then Peachy just comes, like, saying weird stuff, talking about, like, she's gonna send someone to, Charlie, and that's disturbing. She posted on Instagram that the man inside Charlie's house looking at her, and he hasn't been caught, and she's waiting for Charlie's security guard to, like, go, so then they can take her. Like, I watched Charlie's TikTok, and then I saw that she was in a different building, so that, like, yeah, it looked like she was somewhere really different. It didn't look like she was, so I guess she's staying over at someone's house. Cause,
yeah,
I bet, like, Peach, that's why Peaches probably didn't find her, cause, she's staying at someone's house, cause Peaches said when they got there, she wasn't there. Imagine if she was there.
Peaches was posting on her Instagram that she was sleeping in Charlie's bushes because the security guards weren't leaving. She had the audacity to post a picture of Charlie's window, like, giving all of us proof that she was actually there.
Like, that's creepy.
That's disturbing.
Fight restraining order or something like that? Like, tell Peaches that if she steps on the property one more time, the cops... I don't know how Peaches is not in jail. Because Charlie?
I'm literally so confused on why Charlie or their dad or their mom has not called the police. I'm pretty sure they were aware of the Instagram picture that she was posting saying that she was outside their house. So why didn't they call the police while they had the chance?
I don't know why Peaches is trying to rape a 60-year-old girl, like, when she did nothing. I don't get it.
Because Charlie, she's probably scared for her life right now at 16 years old.
When Charlie was doing a live, she was kind of crying because literally, Peaches came in and then just kept on saying appropriate stuff. And Charlie was trying her best to ignore it, but it wouldn't stop. And, like, I kind of saw some tears in her eyes. So I kind of felt bad.
Ban her everything, even if she tries to make a new account?
But guess what?
Her Instagram is verified.
Instagram knows very well that it's her. That's why it's so annoying.
I don't know why Peaches is not in jail for this.
He's a 16-year-old. If the police don't get involved with this, this is... We're not...
This is going to escalate to something it doesn't need to be. Let's get on to a different subject. And obviously, yes, we will keep you guys updated if anything else happens with Peaches. Talk about something good that has happened so far. Mikaela Dragon beats up Chase Hudson for kissing Nessa while talking with Charlie D'Amelio. Now, what I would have liked to see was a big showdown, you know, like... She barely beat him up, honestly, though, but I feel like...
She was slapping him.
I mean, honestly, at least he got something, you know? Let's talk about something that has to do along the lines of that. Nessa returns to the Hype House and still has yet to apologize to Charlie D'Amelio for the
Tell me why Charlie D'Amelio apologized.
They put all this pressure on her. Obviously, something good that has happened is Chase actually apologized to Charlie, and they're on good terms. But Nessa's getting on my last nerve. You want to know what you said to a paparazzi? She was like, I said what I had to say.
You said nothing.
You did not. What you had to say was sorry, and you have yet to say that. Sorry is what you need to say, and you have yet to say that, sweetheart. You have yet to say sorry.
I heard that Chase literally said, just because I kissed Nessa doesn't mean there has to be a whole big drama.
Like,
and I'm just like, okay, well, sorry. You're living in 2020 internet. There's going to be drama. You're literally a TikTok star. Sorry, I don't know what you were expecting.
Nessa already got my last nerves because I'm so done with her. She literally, while Charlie was filming the apology video, she was literally crying because
she was crying so bad. And I'm sure Nessa saw that. And she was crying so bad. She's a 16-year-old girl. She's hurting because of what you did, girl.
Really?
Say sorry, man. That's all you have to do.
And she knows Peaches is still going for Charlie, but she's literally... Like,
she's making her life even worse. She's, like, she's struggling. She's trying to stop, but you, like, keep on being rude.
And then she returns to the hype house. Why are y'all letting her in? Why did y'all even let her ring the doorbell? And we're not saying this to hate on her. I mean, this might come across as hating. You guys can see this as hating. We are not here to hate. We are here to tell you guys what we have found off the internet and what our opinion on it is. You guys don't need to hate on her. You guys can appreciate her. You guys can like her for doing that to Charlie, even though I don't understand. The next subject. This is crazy. We are going to talk about Addison Rae. Yeah. So, I saw this video of Addison Rae. She was, like, touching her stomach while paparazzi was talking to her. She was touching her stomach, and it made a lot of her fans think that she was hiding her baby bump. She commented on that, video, and she commented, she said, not pregnant, just insecure. That was so sad, because, like, she's, like, insecure because people kept talking she was gaining weight, fat shaming her. That's so...
But the thing is, I'm saying this. The thing is, I know she's insecure, but I still don't forgive her for the stuff that she did in the past.
No matter what she says, I honestly still think she's pregnant.
I did not watch it. But there's a leaked woohoo of Addison.
I don't know what to say. Lil Huddy actually deleted all the videos that had hate comments because of what he did to Charlie.
That's not going to change anything.
Basically, David Dobrik and Liza, they got...
I think it's Liza.
Liza?
It's Liza.
David Dobrik and Liza got canceled because, like, They were trying Japanese food, and then David Dobrik kept on saying some, like, racism about Japanese, and, like, and then people commented on that video that, you can't be saying that, and then there was one video of this TikToker saying that he was Japanese, and he was saying that you can't be doing that. The thing I hate about it is because Eliza said, like, she said an apology, but David Dobrik said nothing. He just stayed quiet.
I was looking at the hate comments of Jaden Holzer on TikTok, and I saw this one person saying that if this was Nessa, then she said that, why do I not see the same enough of energy as Nessa Bear's comments? This is how you guys treat girls. That they're treating Jaden Hostler more better just because he's a boy, and then Nessa. But Nessa did something that is, like, I don't know how to say it, but
I feel like the only reason people are coming for Nessa more than Jaden apologized, right? I feel like they're coming for Nessa more because she thinks that not apologizing is the right way to go. And that I feel like people are coming for Jaden less because, you know, he said sorry. And then he said sorry. He really has nothing else to say. If people aren't accepting him, then
he can't do anything else about it. So I don't know.
Yeah, he said what he needed to say. That's it. He said what he needed to say. He can delete the tweets if he wants to. Like, that's all he needs to do. But Ness, on the other hand, she didn't say sorry. She didn't hold her actions accountable. And she apparently said what she needed to say, quote unquote.
That person is being, they're being biased. Because the person saying that just because he's a boy, he's not getting as much hate comments as the girl. I don't know.
First subject, I saw this yesterday. And honestly, this is not as bad. As you know, Bryce Hall, he is 20 years old. And obviously at that age, he can basically do whatever he wants. And there's this one video on his TikTok that he posted of him vaping. And honestly, he's 20 years old. He's a grown man. He could do whatever he wants. He can vape, he can smoke, he could drink. No, he can't drink. He's 20. Mm-hmm. He's 20 years old. Anyway, yeah, he can do whatever he wants. Drink, right? Yeah, 21, you can drink. But I feel like he should not have posted that video because he has a child audience. Mm-hmm. If it were Instagram or something, or Snapchat, private story.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Like, that's not, you not know, that's you
little
trust.
Kids. Literally, like, 7-year-olds don't have...
Because 2020, people are... all over TikTok, all mm-hmm. ages. We have little kids to grandmas. Mm-hmm. Like, we have, like, people have a kid audience, and you shouldn't really be posting that when you know you have a child audience. And the same thing goes for Zoe Laverne, which is who I want to talk about.
I don't like
now, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys have seen that video of her crying because Charli D'Amelio passed her in following. Now, that was a long time ago. That was a video from a long time ago.
But...
and her way of apologizing
is making a meme out of like, that.
Yeah, trying to make a meme out of it. And she was like, she memorized the lines and she was saying it again like
and
it was a joke.
She put a computer like right next to her and she said that the exact
and she was
time.
Like copying what she was saying. And I'm just like, first, it's
yeah,
not
it's
funny
not,
anymore.
Like, just stop.
But like, it was funny at first.
If she knows that all ages, like child, some child have TikTok, I don't know why, but like, one of the video, like, it was her crying and saying Charli is a B word.
She has more kid followers than anyone on. Like, has, there's kids with
like 12-year-olds.
Like the thing is that she's trying to make a meme out of it so people think that she was dumb back then, but she that's not helping. She's making herself look more dumber.
This got me shocked. I'm pretty sure this was a long time ago. But one day, Zoe went on live, and she was vaping in front of her. Like, she was like, you know how on live you can, like, join a mm-hmm. call with someone mm-hmm. on live? She joined one of her fans. She's, like, my age. And she was vaping on camera. And then, obviously, thousands of people saw it. Zoe, she was, like, very popular mm-hmm. at the time. And she did that. And then... after, one of her fans posted a video of her vaping, and she's like, my age. And I'm just like, you see how that is a mm-hmm. pattern? Like, she does it. Obviously, her fans will see that and think, oh, it's cool because Zoe does it, so they do it themselves. And I'm just like, that's not really a good...
this is how TikTokers mess up, like, people's life. Because there's some TikTokers that just do dumb stuff, even if they're not famous. I'm, like, scrolling through my For You page, and I see something like... that could cause, like, that could make a kid want to do it, and it's gonna, like, you know those videos that say, don't try this at home? You're literally triggering the kid to...
Anyways, guys, the audio decided to cut off, but thank you so much for watching this episode of the Big Time Talk, and we hope to see you next week.